Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Thank you for helping me celebrate on the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're going to continue to do that, and I hope you'll use my extra obnoxiousness as an example of how to celebrate your milestones. That's one of the things I'm trying to get across this week, in addition to being kind of proud of what we've accomplished over the last 19 years. I want you to do the same things, because your customers will like it, your employees will appreciate it, and everybody will be better for it, including you. You should be proud of making another milestone, as I am. And we couldn't have done this without our Brain Trust members, and nobody is a better example of that than our good friend Dr. Bill Duckenberg. Bill has been with us now since 2000. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He's the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. He's the guy who, since 1971, has been creating the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, and he's been reporting it since 2000 with us every month, just like clockwork, and we appreciate it very much. Bill, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about your October report, which was pre-election.
Right.
And
very pre-election.
The numbers creeped up just a little bit, right, overall?
Yeah, a teeny bit.
The 10 index, the ten elements of your index?
Yeah, 0.8 of a point, you know, so that's not very much. So we're still at 98, or 94 point something. We've been at 94 point something for the past 3 or 4 months. But we got almost to 95. We got to 94.8. And, you know, that's not a lot to write home about. Again, just a reminder to your audience that the 42-year average for the index is 98. So we've had 8 years of below-average readings during this so-called recovery.
We're in a recovery, but the problem is it's a sustained recovery.
Yeah, well, it's not an expansion.
Exactly. We have we got to get to 3 and more to be called an expansion. But for some reason, there's some people in Washington who thinks this is as good as we can do.
Yeah, you know, including Alan Greenspan yesterday.
Huh.
You know, said that the election wasn't about jobs; it was about standard of living. He said we have jobs are good, but the standard of living has been deteriorating. But not very much, because we have inflation has been pretty low, and of course we've had wonderful changes on energy prices. So I'm not sure. I'm going to have to track down his short talk and see what he's talking about, because yesterday I had a meeting of economists in Washington, and we noted that, you know, there were 4 times as many jobs created in the 1983 as there were, you know, in this expansion.
Right.
I mean, it's been
the participation rate.
Right.
Is it a 40-year low?
Yeah, people just are not in the labor force. Now, some of those are, you know, old people like me who retired, but but that doesn't explain the low participation rate for young people. The participation rate for the people who are 25 to 65, 64, you know, is down.
Right.
I mean, those are your prime workers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and overall, you know, we've got with such even with a slight rise in your index, it's such a small amount. We're basically just marking time in the economy. And what worries me about this, Bill, and I'm hoping that the new administration can create enough momentum, enough enthusiasm to avoid this. You go this long in time. I mean, our history has been where you don't go much more than 8 years without having some kind of an economic correction.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that the clock is against us, but maybe this new momentum, maybe we can change that. What do you think?
Well, maybe the consensus.
You agree with my thinking on that?
Yeah, you know. Well, there is a benefit to growing slowly, and that is you don't create so many imbalances in the economy. So some of my colleagues argue that has extended the life of the so-called recovery. It's not been exciting, but it's been very steady. A poll of my 35 colleagues yesterday in Washington said that the general view was that the recession wouldn't happen until 18. But I don't know how we forecast that. You know, their gut feeling, right?
One other benefit, and I've said this, I've pointed this out quite a bit, is the companies that have survived have become financially stronger.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that. And so that means when the economy, if we get to an expansion, they'll be exceptionally successful. Quick break, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.